Okay, you're talking about school libraries and the public library system. And Burnett was right across the street from the school?
Yes, it is now. And
this one, what year was it to be at Burnett?
It had like soon after I came here.
And where did you go after that?
I went out to the East Branch Library for a while, and then I became branch librarian at the Lutheran College in Belmont, down on Boston Drive, which is now the Disciplined Clubhouse. There's a great many fine innovations. Changes.
In
the building itself.
And how did you get to be branch librarian?
Oh, they just appointed me, promoted me to that. At that time, I was a perfectly blinded day of going by doing it, but it was a good experience, and I enjoyed it. And of course, a branch is small enough that the branch librarian and the adult librarian have some children's rights. And so I was a really logical person, I guess, for it.
Were there basically two librarians assigned to each branch, or?
Well, it depended on the size. Out there, there was a branch librarian and a student librarian, and a third librarian that came out once or twice a week. And then, of course, there was a clerk, probably, one, and then pages.
So that
seemed
like a good thing.
Yes, it is.
And, okay, this was what year was it about that you became a branch librarian?
Oh, probably about 1930.
That's,
mm-hmm.
And how long did you
stay there? Probably almost 10 years. I can't remember when I went down to the main library to become head of science and industry, but it was before the war, so it was probably in the 30s, and
when you came to Long Beach, did you live by yourself?
I lived with a friend whom I had met in library school, and he came out and got a job here, and we had an apartment together for a little while, and then my parents moved here. And so I lived with them for a few times until my parents died, and my sister and I lived together. She was a teacher in Long Beach. Well, quite funny.
Was Long Beach a growing enough community that it could recruit two librarians from your library school?
Yes, probably. Yes, but the Belmont branch was comparatively new. Well, I shouldn't say that because I wasn't there first, but anyway, the library, the branch system was growing, and probably a good deal of the recruiting was for people who had retired or left for some reason or another, rather than an expansion of the library system. But there was some expansion at that time, too.
It just seemed unusual. Two people from a small library school like that would come.
Yeah, yes. But if you wanted the California experience, and I wanted to be in California.
I hope
she
wasn't one of the ones that made fun of you when you fell down in the snow.
Probably was. None of them seem to take me very seriously about that. But you really need a lifetime of training to learn how to walk along those slippery sidewalks.
Yes, I know. So, your sister then she must have gone to college also.
Mm-hmm. She was getting older than I, and she was teaching when I started to college.
Did she go to North College?
No, she went to University of California.
And started teaching for the
school? Yeah, and then her master's in early California history. She had translated the material, resource material from Spanish to Mexican to English. She spoke Spanish beautifully as well as English.
It's not clear to me how you became science librarian. The rest of it seems
logical. Well, I'll tell you, it never has been clear to me either. Because I don't have that kind of a background, but of course being head of a department, I learned this. The library techniques are such that they transpose. Maybe that's the best way to put it. You learn how to do reference work. You know what advisory work is. And of course, when you're head of the department, there's a good deal of book ordering, book selection, a good deal of personnel problems, because you are supervising quite a few people, and you are helping establish goals in regard to the public and so forth. I guess I was perhaps just the most logical one around, because it was anything I ever really thought. It was good for me. And of course, that in Long Beach at that time, and I expect maybe it's true too, the public library wasn't so highly specialized that it needed a scientist, of course I expect this to see the day in most of the libraries, but I'm sure most, well, I am thinking of the librarians who had that job since, and they really didn't have any more of a scientific background than I did, but both of them are good librarians.
Yes, okay. Were you involved in
other things
in the community?
Yes, somehow, not as much as I was when I became assistant librarian and a city librarian, but involved a little bit, let's put it that way. I belonged to the National Association of University Women, and I wasn't involved to the extent of working in organizations as happened later. I would say probably thinking back that a rather meager involvement. Of course, later I became very involved because my concept of librarianship, certainly city librarian and district librarian, is that you are a part of the community and that your responsibility doesn't stop with it. Living in that building. And the thing that I have always liked most about library work is the thing that I just thought just about anything, and that is that the people, both staff and public, this is especially delightful as branch librarian, because you do become well acquainted with so many of the staff, so many of the public. And I can remember public patrons who would call me and come in and say, "Miss Collins, have I had breakfast yet?" And at that time, when I was French librarian, I did a great deal of book reviewing in the community. It was fun for me. Well, you were invited out to a club or an organization of some kind to review books maybe on a specific subject, because they have a purpose. Maybe their purpose is just a general background, and that it invited me to come. I had just a series of books reviews in the library sometimes, and I could see that all these fans are very skilled on some of the problems in the library still. It's a good thing, especially when it's a group kind of thing. People get together and share books. This is one of the things I missed when I became, when I resigned. Like that reading a book was just reading a book, period. And it wasn't the giving tapes that there is from a librarian and especially when you are kind of a librarian on the floor, which I wasn't until I became assistant librarian. But all during that time, of course, I was quite involved in books too. But it's really amazing that it's the process.
And you did the book reviews primarily while you were at Belmont?
I can remember doing more at that time. That was because I was a grant librarian there for quite a few years. And I did book reviews after I went into science and industry. And a few when I was a student librarian inside the branches. But not as much as I did during that one period.
Yeah, what sort of people lived around the Belmont Library at the time
that
you were there?
Oh, I would say that it's the neighborhood really hasn't changed a good much, at least it seems to me. There were middle class people financially mostly, and a community that is from a librarian standpoint was it would be like a place to look at so many really interesting people. I had good friends in that library.
What sort of groups would actually come in and use it?
The university women. There was a naval wives, maybe a wives club. And sometimes the library would create the program that would begin in the library. But, just general, I don't know how to describe it. It seems a sort of normal, natural thing. They still do, Google call and CEO, for example. Ask if they can have reviews either on a specific subject or kind of country. The ideal, as far as a librarian is concerned, in book reviews is to give just a bit of a book to help the patron or patron as far as background is concerned, maybe the author and so forth, but to not the appetite of the patron so that he will want to read it for himself. But isn't a long, long, long monologue.
Were they primarily learned books?
Yes, mostly.
Are they the sort of groups that might belong to the General Federation of Women's Clubs, for example?
Yes, although I think that yes, I would say that.
Okay. Then you became science and technology librarian, and then you became the assistant librarian
in charge of
branches.
This was the first time that there had been an assistant librarian in charge of branches, and it was something that the branch librarians themselves saw the need of, and one of the first thing that Edmund Castagna did when he came to Long Beach was to create this position. And of course, the first librarians at that time was the librarians. Some of the librarians came after that, but they were all friends, and I feel that we stimulated to each other, and we had an exciting time. I think they would. I think I would say that too, professionally, and had good goals.
Yeah.
And I finally think of library versus a people-centered profession. Public library working, and this is one of the things I try to be instilling. The past librarians, we had wonderful discussions about books. That book selection came to that area. They did their own selection from the orders of the librarians and the library. But we were getting a little bit involved.
About what year was it?
It began in 51, and it ended in 1960 when I became city librarian. And all during the time I went to Steiner was the city librarian.
Okay. Well, you mentioned that you became more involved in the community when you became assistant librarian and started the branches. How, what does that mean specifically?
Oh, I was on the board for certain things. I was on the board of the YW for a while, and the time here is sort of blurred in my mind, but some of these things may have been after I became city librarian. I know they were, but when the NASA conference was Christmas Eve formed, they captive on these, I was actually on their first board. And then several people decided we needed a historical society in Long Beach. They asked me to be one of the people that helped get it started, and I was on their first board. And then the Women's Chamber of Commerce created a women's division that was on their first board, and it was that kind of thing.
Well, who decided there should be a historical society?
Well, Eugene Pister was one of the people, an attorney in the town, a very fine man who was. And this is Walker. This is Jeff Walker was on that committee, and Malcolm Epley was a very strong leader. I can't remember some of the others right now. Maybe there were about six of us.
And why do they think that, or why do you all think that
this should
be a historical society?
Well, it should be a strong part of a city. There were beginnings, as well as development later, and projects that we haven't just seen the end of yet. And it's a wholesome thing, I think, for a city to be proud of its past and to understand that it's important to maintain as much of that past as one can. I haven't been active in the Historical Society more recently, just because you sort of choose and draw the line someplace, and I've been, I'd have to get, it's easy for me to get very interested in something because I think the world is just filled with things I would like to know more about.
You also went to the YWCA?
Yes, and that, again, was a long time ago. I was on the board for quite a while. And haven't been involved in YWCA for many years.
What kind of things did the YWCA do in your
own
time?
I don't know that they were much different than now. I think there seemed to be a more logical place for it in relation to young people then. And now, as you know, it has sort of evolved away from that and individual economy. other needs. They, at that time, they had classes in swimming and various kinds of background courses for women.
So for your, were there new branches opened up for your grant in charge of the branches, or?
The Ruth Fox branch had just opened up in a little building in Lakewood Village, but of course in Long Beach. And then when I was branch librarian and the assistant librarian head, that was one of the new buildings that was built. Eldorado was started when I was during those years, and I guess that was the only one that was really new. Mark Twain grew into a building of its own from just a little tiny store. They still, of course, did too, if they'd never had their... Well, for years they didn't have their own building, and then they had one that they put it down so that we could build the one that is there now.
That was built during the
50s? Mm-hmm. And then it got hard to open on the other left side. It was, moved from a store building to a branch. The first each time we had to move. Moving as a librarian, a professional on its own. And sometimes, as in the case of Bay Shore, where we rebuilt on the same side, it was moving twice. But it was a stimulating time, and I was able to learn a lot and have the experience of working with very fine architects in each case. And also, I hope, putting my mark a bit on the branch library here. Mr. Cassania, when this started, said, of course, I would need an assistant just for this kind of thing. And I said, no, but I would rather have each branch librarian be the assistant, because I felt it would be such an enriching experience for each of them. And it was a lot harder, of course, because there was always adjusting to do to the librarian and the bits and training to give her and so forth. But also, personally, it was just stimulating to have a chance to work so closely with these very fine women. And it was a good way to do it, because that first librarian and the new library had really helped make it that way.
Is the 20th money forthcoming
from
the city to put up
these
new
buildings? Plenty of money, because they were able to do it because of this election, in which the people were promised that it would all be paid for with the upland soil. And so we not only had money for the building, but in each case we had an amount of money to expand the book collection. And here again, this is a wonderful experience for the branch librarian.
But the election, you said the election
was earlier.
Yes. For the plan to
use
oil money for the
library,
was started early, didn't it?
No, it was election. We didn't wait very long to get started after the election. It gave us the authority to go ahead.
It was after the election.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, I became assistant librarian in charge of branches in 1951. And it was in the early, well, it was sort of extended on about 7 years, but began completely soon after.
Yes, because I can see that with the expansion in places like Lakewood Village,
mm-hmm.
there certainly was a need for new libraries.
Mm-hmm. And that library became, of course, the one that is on Carson and Bellflower now. He's south of it. The Los Altos Bank started first, and of course, immediately became just a very, very busy branch. We opened it, knowing that there was interest, and that place was just filled with people. We had to get other help out to them, and finally, Mr. Vickers allowed us to appoint a new librarian in the middle of the year, which is just unheard of. Long
Beach. Because that was a time of great growth,
and many children.
Yes, I guess just after the college started. Did you have any as the person in charge of branch libraries and involved in the administration of the library? What did you think about starting a college out in Los Altos to find 50 minutes? Did it have any effect on the
public library? Oh, you mean the college that then became our secretary university now. It didn't have very much effect as far as our function or our work was concerned, and of course it never has, but it was we realized, because we also were professional people involved in learning, that this is a tremendous thing for us, our community. However, certainly I had no idea it was ever going to be very big, and I suppose most people at that time didn't mean the time had come when we would have a very fine university here instead of just a state college. I can remember the first time I went out to visit the library. It was in a little Quonset hut, and for several years, our film department cooperated with the other libraries in this area to have a film festival. And I still remember the simplicity of of the background for those spring Saturdays.
But there wasn't any relationship between the public library and
starting to... No, we had nothing to do with it. And of course, we could send people out there to look up material, but our cards weren't interchangeable or anything like that. And at that time, a great deal of our work was with the college students. I suppose that this isn't true at all now, since the library out there has become so very fine and so very great that we even had to make the rule of vacation at the main library, that librarians on the floor couldn't have vacation at Christmas time because of the influx of students that had to be helped. It seems rather unfair, the work had to go on.
I was thinking about North Branch in particular, because I can remember when it was in a store. When the new building was put up.
Yes, and probably by how much sound was the branch librarian when you were a little girl. Go that far in your library experience.
Well, I went to the library a lot, but I didn't know you could talk to those people.
Oh, isn't that dreadful? Because one of the nice things about
you can explain to me what I missed, but because I didn't think one kid could talk to librarians.
If I were a librarian still, it would haunt me, because I think our concept of the librarian dance patron relationship. We'd like to think it's a very warm, friendly kind of a relationship, and especially when children are concerned. But maybe you just thought the librarians were the people at the desk who are clerks, you know, and aren't really supposed to advise. But also, it seems that the children's librarian, if you were coming in often, didn't somehow or other get acquainted with you. Did you play the little games in the summer?
No, sir. Well, anyway, I have to say that I like Linda Fish as the librarian.
Yes, yes. She's a dear person, isn't she?
Yes, she's very helpful and a good job. But even though I didn't talk to her when I was a kid, but I'm doing the same.
You've learned as you grew up, and that's good.
Well, I guess going to school kind of helps. Anyway, I guess what I was trying to say was that I remember, you know, when it used to be in a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in the 30s, I guess it was the WCA part, that People Wrote History for Branch Library.
Yes, yes. Oh, have you read those?
Well, just for North Branch.
Oh, yes, I can remember that period. And the woman who helped, you know, she was a perfectly delightful woman. And it was wonderful that someone had the vision to realize that this was an important assignment to give.
Do you remember who did it?
I can't remember her name.
Because the ones for North Branch, at least, are really nice because they talk about how people came into the community and helped set up the library. Because apparently it moved to two or three different locations over the years. And I guess
each town
got a little bit larger and moved into a larger place. And are there those kinds of things for the other branches?
There are. I don't know whether she got clear through or not, and of course some of them, a lot of them on the south of didn't exist then. But there was supposed to be one for each branch. And I suppose there are out in some place.
Because that's one thing that the library does, is it really comes to the community. It doesn't just kind of sit off downtown like the rest of the city government.
Yes, and this is the way it should be. We've always had the reputation in Long Beach of being especially friendly. And existing in this kind of a relationship, we have so many people who have moved from other communities who commented on that and who were so surprised that they received personal attention and such friendly attention. One of the things that we all have lost because we have a new main library now is that kind of wonderful relationship. And I always feel a bit sad when I go in the library because you are met with coldness. In fact, there's practically no librarian, no staff member around. And if you remember the old main library, the first thing you met if you went in was a whole bevy of faces, because it took quite a few people usually to man the circulation desk, which is where every patron went. And he took her book, and he took his book back. And these people really are the reception committee, as it were, because everyone got to know them and they're acquainted with them. Now you've got your book in a slot. Nobody cares whether you liked it or not. And it has to be that way. This is the way it was planned when I was a city librarian and we were planning this library. But it is something that is lost. It's very precious, really. I suppose if you go, it's just apt to happen. A lot of the little personal things that to me, basically, quite important, that we took for granted at the time, after we lost this growth.
Yes. you said you were in charge of branches until what year?
1960, when Edwin Castagna left and I was appointed city librarian. A traumatic experience for me. I have never aspired to be the library director. And then Mr. Castagna called Patrick Henslow, who was also such a librarian, and me and told us that he was considering taking me in a trap position and offered I was just desolate. And I said, I thought when you got a home, we were safe. And he looked very sadly and said, and my Delphiniums are just beginning to bloom. And I decided that I'd just rather be boss than to have to knuckle under somebody else and not be able to do some of the things that I thought were so important in librarianship. And so I thought the lesser of two evils. It was a good choice because it was an exciting time to be head of the library here, library director. I always liked city librarian because it connoted to me, and I hope to the community, that I was their librarian rather than this director at the top that sort of punched buttons and then things happened. And I'm glad that I was city librarian at the time when this was possible. And when the community had such a fine way of showing that the library meant to them.
Did your life change? Did you become active in different things in the community when you came to the library?
I would say it was more of a growth. So that as far as that part was concerned, I wasn't aware of it. But some of these things that I've already mentioned really took place when I was city librarian. The Historical Society. And I was on the board of the National Conference of Christian Jews. They asked me to be on their first board, and this started here in Long Beach. By that time, I had sort of unintentionally, let's say, made it obvious that I was real interested in the community. What I mean by that is that it was never a planned thing that I set out to do. It was a growth thing because it was my community and I wanted it to go in certain ways and certain things to happen. And I felt that a city librarian was a city librarian and that her job didn't stop or her interest stopped when she walked out of my library. But there was that community that she was involved in. And I was very fortunate in that the city library managers that I worked under had this concept too, because in some cities this isn't true at all.
Who were the city managers in
there? I began under Sam Vickers and then John Mansell. Both of them were very different men. Both of them I was very comfortable to work with. John Mansell, of course, was the manager all during the troubles, if I call them all, during the years when you had intensive problems, and was a very loyal supporter.
What did the National Conference of Christians really do? Why did it organize?
It's a national organization. And its function is to educate under racial lines to bring people closer together through education and through working together in certain ways. They would establish workshops and still do. I haven't been on the board for a few years, and I'm not active in any way now, but those first years were pretty wonderful here, and one of the things that we had was an interdenominational program each year in which all faiths cooperated, and it was pretty exciting time, and some good things were happening. It's just at the time when churches were beginning to realize that they had common goals and that they could work together more, and that they could reach our person and the Christian person and the Protestant and the Catholic, just all could be working together for the same goals. It was a good time to be involved in that kind of a business.
What kind of programs did they work together on?
Well, they worked together on this international interfaith program once a year at that time, and I think they still do youngsters summer camp. A summer camp for youngsters of all faiths to have experience and getting to know each other. And then we would have workshops on interracial problems and that type of thing.
What other kinds of
groups
did you belong to?
I was on the board of the Women's Division of the Chamber of Commerce. Pittsburgh just started while I was city librarian, and I was on the first board. And that continued as long as I was in the library. And I of course was involved in various professional things in this area and the stage a bit nationally. It's really didn't amount to too much. They were just part of, any librarian work. I never became president or anything outstanding.
Do you like the American Library Association?
Yes. And then here in Long Beach, the DCA published what does DCA stand for? Public, for the arts.
Yes,
of the arts.
Yeah.
That wasn't a it began just as a little group of people who said, let's work towards something like this. And I was on the board. In fact, we had two beginnings, one that didn't ever get very far, and then in a couple of years, another beginning which really got it started as a group of organizations in Long Beach that came together to try to do together what they had not been able to do together before the community. Harry Cruz, who was for a long time the director of the Chamber of Commerce, this was his dream in the beginning.
And did it start in connection with the library, or?
No, it just started, the first time it started, at that time, the Chamber of Commerce, with other organizations, had a whole day, a Long Beach day, in which problems and important things that were happening in Long Beach were discussed and presented to the public, and it started that way the first time, and then the second time I think that the various people understood that this really should go ahead.
What
kind of
organization cooperates with
cultural.